Now, you can't change your past, but you can determine your destiny by deciding for Christ.
2022 can be the year you change your destiny. Find out more at findpeacewithgod.net. That's Find Peace With
God. You're listening to WWBC, COCO, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, COCO, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
We praise you. We magnify you, God. We exalt you, God. We lift you up. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Come on here. We give him praise tonight. Come on here. We give him glory tonight. Come on here. We give him honor tonight. Come on here. Let the praises ring. Hey, it's in my bones. Let the praises ring. It's in my bones. Hey, Ishamada. Oh, God. Oh, God. Look at your neighbor. Tell your neighbor. Say, hey, hey, hey. Oh, neighbor. I still got a praise down on the inside. Oh, neighbor, God's been good to me. God's made a way out of no way. I still give him glory. I still give him praise. Hey, hey, hey. Ah, bless his name. Come on, bless him one more time. Come on, bless him in the sanctuary. Come on, bless him in the sanctuary. Come on, bless him in the sanctuary. We bless him. We bless him. We bless him. Hey, Iko Boshando. Andolo Boshapande. I'm still good. Tell your neighbor, I'm still good. Tell your neighbor, I'm still blessed. I'm still healed. I'm still delivered. I'm still set free. Come on, yes, sir. Hey, 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 hey. Ah, Lobo Shaba. Tell your neighbor, no matter what state I'm in, I'm still blessed. I'm still healed. I'm still delivered. I'm still set free. No matter what state I'm in. Ah, ah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, it's still a praise in me. Come on, tell your neighbor, it's still a praise in me. I just don't have a Sunday morning praise. I just don't have a Monday morning praise. I just don't have a Tuesday morning praise. I just don't have a Wednesday morning praise. I just don't have a Thursday morning praise. I don't have a Friday morning praise. But I've got a praise all. It's Shabbat. And his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Hey, hey, hey. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, you don't understand my praise. You really don't understand my praise. Because if you understood my praise, you wouldn't be looking at me like that. Ah, if you understand the while I'm waving my hand, you wouldn't be looking at me, looking and say, oh, what's going on with them? Look at your neighbor and say, only a praiser understand a praiser. I understand why you waving your hand. I understand why you praising the Lord. I understand why you magnify him. I understand why you running up and down the aisle. I understand why. Oh. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, you can be seated in the presence of God. If you can, if you can, if you, hey, if you can, I understand, huh? Because I understand a praiser. If you can, oh, Shabba. If you can, I understand why you can. I understand. Glory to God. Look at your neighbor and say, I got something to praise him for. Oh, y'all paddocating. Open your mouth and say, I got something to praise him for. You might not understand that, but I know. Yes, sir. Oh, yes, God. Good God of mine. Honey, God, my Sabande. Oh, Shabahakatomo. He love my Sabah. Thank you, Jesus. Look at your neighbor. Tell your neighbor, I don't expect you to understand. Because you wasn't there. You really wasn't there. You just going by what I'm telling you. But I know he brought me out. I know he made a way. I know he opened up doors. I know he's a problem solver. I know he's a mind liberator. I know he's a heart fixer. Oh, Shabbat. Is somebody, oh, Saba. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you now for the apostolic authority. We thank you now, God, for the angels that's resting in this place, Father. We thank you now, hey, Ilobo Sabahakata. We thank you now, God, hallelujah, for the apostolic authority that rests in this place. Spirit of deliverance, we thank you. Spirit of healing, we thank you. Hey, ilobo shabanda, handololobo siyanda. Oh, every spirit that try to lurk himself, to try to make us confused, try to make us sick, try to make us feel like, but we rebuke it tonight in the name of Jesus. And we call those things as not as though they were in the midst of us right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh God, we welcome you in this place. You're already here. You're already here. You're already here, Father. And you're meeting every need. You're meeting every need. Nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken. Hallelujah to God. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. But before you take your seat in this kind of type of atmosphere, I want you to lean over on your neighbor and say, hey, hey! Hey! It ought to be something in you to quicken your neighbor. It ought to be something out. It ought to be something in you to pull them out. Come on here. Look at your, tell your neighbor, in this atmosphere that's been conducive for miracles. In this atmosphere been conducive for your healing. Hey, hey! Get what you need. Tell them to get what you need. Tell them to get what you need in here. Get what you need right now. Come on here. Get what you need. Get what you came for. Hallelujah. Get what you came for. Tell your neighbor, I'm going to get what I came for. I won't leave here the same way I came. I won't leave here no more longer confused, no more longer bound. I won't leave here the same way I came. Tell your neighbor, God is on my side. Tell your neighbor, God is fighting your battles. Nobody fight him like he do. Y'all standing too still for me. Look at your neighbor and tell your other neighbor, nobody fight him like he do. Ask your neighbor, have you ever been in a battle? Have you ever lost a battle? No, I have not. Because nobody fight him like he do. Nobody fight him like he do. You could be seated in the presence of God. Amen. We do give honor to the Spirit of God tonight. Amen. And to all of you, First Lady, Only Lady, Elect Lady, to our church mothers. Amen. Hallelujah. To our evangelist, gospel evangelist Watkins. Amen. Hallelujah. All our evangelists, Blairy Brackman. Amen. Evangelist Barry. Amen. To our elders, Elder Wright. Amen. To our prophetess, prophetess. Hallelujah. Aretha Wright. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. To Mother Laney Brown, Elder Brown. Hallelujah. That's right. Don't be scared to clap your hands. You clap louder than that when you get some money. You make a lot of noise. Oh, my God. Some of y'all about to make some money. Some of y'all about to make some noise already because you already don't got the news. Y'all don't sit here and play with me tonight. Some of y'all already don't try to check your bank account. Don't you sit back and hold on me tonight. Act like y'all don't know how to make no noise. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor. Something's about to hit my spiritual account. Glory, glory, glory. One thing I like about God, Sister Caroline, he don't shortchange you. One thing I like about God, hallelujah, he always come through. In a bad situation, he turn around and make it good. So we think it's a bad situation. So we feel like it's a bad situation. But he said, count it all joy. Count it all joy when you do what? Fall into divers temptations, knowing that the trial of your faith work in patience, and let patience have her perfect work. Hey! Tell your neighbor right quick, something's about to hit my spiritual bank account. Ah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't you sit in here and act like you're never hit nothing. Some of y'all still playing the lotto, and you don't hit it, but you ain't told nobody. But you made some noise. You don't stretch off when nobody wasn't looking at you. Going on out of town, think nobody don't see you. Stretching. Mm-hmm. Oh, but let me go ahead on because I'm milling now. Mm-hmm. I got to help God out. God don't need no help. God said the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. You do what God tell you to do, he gonna take care of you. You ain't got to be hiding when God bless you. You ain't got to go out of town when God bless you. Hope nobody see you. Then it just be your blessing, because I don't believe in luck. It just be your blessing. You go to Sanford and somebody there in Sanford know you and you standing in the lotto line. You can't hide from God. No way. His eyes is in every place, beholding the good and the evil. I often say you could put a sign on the door, say do not disturb. I can't go there because the sign say do not disturb. The maid can't come in, the butler can't come in because it say do not disturb. But guess what? He's already behind the door. Now I see you. Wish I had some help. My little helper ain't here tonight. Peekaboo, I see you. Mm-hmm. Trying to hide. You don't have to hide from God. When God do something, you don't have to hide it. You tell of his goodness. I heard the praise and worship leader was singing, and I was trying to figure out, Lord, how I'm going to go here, because he dropped two things in me, and I was like, Lord, by the time I hit the pulpit, which one you want me to go? And she began to say something about the greatness of God and how great God is. Ooh. You just can't say how great God is and don't feel nothing. When she was just singing a song about the greatness of God, I was like, oh, God, I could not get myself together in there, because I started thinking about how good and how great God is. See, people only want to praise God when they get material things. They only want to express how good and how great he is. But can you still express how great he is when you're going through some things and you don't get the material things right then? Can you still say, God, you are great? Can you still say, God, you are mighty? Can you still break out with a praise? Because he's a great God, no matter what state I'm in. I've learned to be content. I learned to bless his name. Hallelujah to God. Nobody fight these battles like you, Lord. We've been in the storm. We've been in some storms in our life. We had some rain to hit us hard. But God never left us. He never left us right in the midst of the storm. One thing about it, I love him. What he did, Brother Tim, he became a storm shadow for us. See, shelters on our natural home can blow off. But he became a shelter in the midst of our storm. He became a rock in the midst of our weary land. He became water in the midst of dry places for us. And we have to know this with everything in our soul and our might. He said these words, Evangelist Gospel. One thing I love about God, God can't, oh my God, hey, Shaman. Hallelujah. God won't never say nothing and he can't make it good. He backs up what he said. Man renege, man lie. Man sleep on you. man will see you down and still put their foot on your neck and hold you down. That's a proven known fact. They'll step on you. But Jesus, I'm going to have to go to the Williams sisters for a few minutes. But Jesus, I said Jesus, y'all trying to make me preach. If you have to reach way down, when nobody ain't around, if it have to reach way down, when man stomped you in the ground, Jesus will reach way down. And one thing I like about it, Sister Watkins, when he reaching down, he's mending your broken heart. When he reaching down, he's giving you a brand new way to walk. When he reach down, because he won't leave you down there. Tell your neighbor, he won't leave you. Because if he had to reach way down, one thing about a Jesus will pick you up and turn you around, place your feet on solid ground. You got a brand new way of walking, brand new way of talking. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Tell your neighbor, nobody can fight these battles like the Lord can. Tell your neighbor, as a matter of fact, tell your neighbor, say, just be still and wait on God. Because he gonna come. He that will come shall come. That's a guarantee. He ain't gonna leave you. No, he won't. Mm-hmm. People play with you. They play games. Mm-hmm. People have you on hold. Stop that. Don't y'all sit in here like you ain't never had nobody on hold. Have you on hold and don't come back. And then play like something wrong with their phone. I don't know what happened. We got disconnected. Now you put them on hold and you disconnected. You clicked over and then clicked back over. One thing about God, he'll click over and over and over and over and over again. And he won't leave you on hold. He could be on the phone with you and on the phone with me. But one thing, I don't know what he's telling you. And you don't know what he's telling me. But he's talking. He's talking to all of us. He's the only one I can know can talk to several people at one time. Mm-hmm. Past three-way. My ways are not your ways. And my thoughts are not your thoughts. I don't know how I'm going to do this tonight, but we're going to do this. Hallelujah to God. I want to encourage the people of God, because it's my job and my duty, amen, to bring somebody to the foot of the cross. It's my job and my duty to encourage the saints of God, amen, hallelujah, to hold on. It's not hard. It's not hard. We make it hard. Because he said, my yoke is easy. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So we make it hard by worrying. We make it hard by worrying about things that's already fixed. Tell your neighbor, nobody fight these battles like God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Nobody fight them like God. When you give something to God, you give it to him and you leave it there. You leave it there. You don't go back and pick it up. You don't go back and say, well, God, you didn't do a good job doing this, so I have to handle this. This is why people are failing and falling by the wayside, because we're trying to fight something that we were never designed to fight. He told us to fight the good fight of faith. So if you fight the good fight of faith, if we go there again, the Bible said that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So I don't see it, but I have enough faith to believe. Oh, my hallelujah. By the time I get there, come on here. Somebody say, come on. I'm coming. It might be a slow drizzle, but I'm coming. By the time I get there, it's going to be manifested. By the time my feet or whatever I touch, my head touch, it's going to be manifested. Why? Because faith does not have eyes as we do. Faith does not have ears as we do. Faith does not shake like we do. Faith does not give up like we do. Faith does not walk away at the first no. He told him, said, now therefore do hardness as a good soldier. See, faith will stand in the midst of adversity because faith knows what faith is. You got to know who you are in the middle of it. In the middle of this. So I'm going to go here tonight and I'm going to see what I can do with this here that the Lord has given me. I'm going to see what I can do with it. Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Jesus. See, because people think God ain't healing no more. People think God is not delivering people no more. They feel that we have to go through sickness. They feel that the most sicker we are, the closer we are to God. The devil is a liar. Because he said he takes sickness out the midst of us. He still heals. He still delivers. He still saves. Come on, somebody. Come on, hallelujah. He's still on our side. Well, the Bible says man that is what? Born of a woman is what? It's full of trouble. So we're going to have some good days and we're going to have some bad days. But all I know, all the good days outweigh the bad days because Jesus lived. And if Jesus lived, as long as Jesus lived, I know I am a what? An overcomer. I know that I'm healed no matter what the body is trying to say. People say, and I know what you said. I know. Why would we believe the doctor more than we believe God? I ain't got no help in here. We'll take the medicine that the doctor prescribed. He don't even know if it's going to work. He telling you. I can't get no. We'll take that before we take the word of God. Uh-oh. Well, God, I know it. He know it. God put the doctors here. They was in his days too. Yes, they was. They was prescribing medicine in his days too. They got upset with God because he put them out of business. Because he healed. Read your Bible. He healed the people. Healing is the children's bread. We have to know without a shadow of a doubt, our bodies are going to go through some things. But the word of God says by his, we are healed. I'm not saying don't go to the doctor. I'm not saying that. Go to the doctor, find out what he's saying, and then bring it to God and let them know what God is, I said. He's still a healer. Mm-hmm. Arthur don't have no control of you. Cancer don't have no control of you. Sickle cell anemia don't have no control of you. AIDS don't have no control. Uh-oh, y'all ain't gonna say that to me. There's nothing too hard for God. It's nothing. He's still the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He still heals. We're gonna see this right here. Okay, God, I guess we're gonna go there. Listen, let's go to the book of St. Mark. St. Mark, the 11th chapter, and around the first verse here, I promise you I'll be due because I believe God's going to do something within your spirit tonight. If it's not in your natural body, it's going to be within your spirit. See, sometimes our spirit can be sick too. Sometimes our spirit can catch what you call a spiritual fever. Let the truth be told, our spirits get spiritual cancer. It can get afflicted. Your spirit can get afflicted. And it'll keep you from believing what God's word says. But I believe tonight by his word, I believe what he said in his word, we take him at his word because his word will do what? Go out. And it will not return unto him void. It will accomplish what he has sent it out to do. He sent his word and he healed. Somebody say healed. A believer, a born again believer. Y'all can sit here and say what you want to say. I'm just reading the Bible just like it is and I read it and take it. A born again believer. We have no business walking in sickness. He said he takes sickness out the midst of us. So why would he take sickness out the midst of us and then turn around and bring it back in the midst of us? Have nobody not read that in the Bible? So what sickness is a weapon. Sickness is a form of a weapon to try to make you be defeated. People say, well, I'm not going to preach on healing because, no, I'm going to preach on healing. I'm going to preach on faith because it is what it is. If we're going to read this Bible, we're going to have to read this Bible. We're going to have to walk this Bible. We're going to have to talk this Bible. We're going to have to sleep this Bible. We're going to have to eat this Bible. Y'all ain't going to say that to me. We're going to have to live it. You're going to be challenged. But you got to have a word in your spirit to let the devil know. Come on here. Yes, they had sick people in Jesus' days. When he walked the earth, they had sick people in Jesus' days. But Jesus healed them. He healed them. What did he do? He healed them. He spoke word to the sickness. So he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He changes not. So he's still a healer. He's still a provider. He's still a way maker. He's still performing miracles. God is who he say he is. Who is he? What you need him to be? Who is he? Come on here. What you think him to be? Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. Let's go to the word of God right quick. The book of St. Mark, I'm sorry. St. Mark, the 11th chapter. And I promise you, I'll be through when I get down here.
Mark 11:1
reads.
And when they came now to Jerusalem. Unto Bethphage.
Come on, to Bethany.
And Bethany.
Come on.
At the Mount of Olives.
At the Mount Olives.
He sent forth two of his disciples.
He sent forth two of his disciples.
And said unto them.
And said unto them.
Go your way into the village.
Go your way into the village.
Over against you.
Over against you.
You as soon as ye enter into it.
Come on, as soon as you enter into
it. You shall find a colt tied.
You shall find a colt tied.
Where a never man sat.
Come on.
Loose him.
You got to tell that thing to loose you.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer. And 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Alleluia, alleluia. Men shall not